This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and we've heard this week the good news for Peterborough. Well, that's they will have a GP in town for a couple of weeks longer than expected. I'm joined by our Chief Executive Officer with the York and Northern Local Health Network, Roger Kirchner. Oh, pardon me. Roger, how's it going?
Good, thank you, Jordan. And yourself?
Not too bad. So can you give us a bit of insight into the work that's been done behind the scenes to get us to this point, this extension for Peterborough's medical clinic?
Oh, Jordan, there's been a number of discussions with the local doctors from Goyder Medical over the last few weeks, and it's great that we've actually been able to come to an agreement that they can now stay there until the end of June, and hopefully during this next 4 or 5 weeks we'll be able to have further discussions and looking at what we can all do to work together to hopefully retain their services into the future. You know, Goyder Medical have been associated with Peterborough since the mid-1990s. They've provided an outstanding service, and we hope that we'll be able to work in a partnership with other bodies to ensure that they continue to stay there in Peterborough for many years to come.
Of course, the extension is locum doctors coming up to work work for a short amount of time in the area. How has it been trying to source locums for Peterborough?
Well, Jordan, I've got a group of people trying to do that this week, trying to pull together, I'll refer to as a bit of a jigsaw, because unfortunately, shortage of medical doctors in many country areas across not only this state but across other states as well has really put pressure onto even locum workforce numbers. So we're trying as hard as what we can to ensure that we get adequate support into Peterborough in the short to medium term.
And I guess when it comes to locums, it's about juggling their availability, isn't it? Because, of course, locum is all about using their spare time, or I guess getting them out of their usual system and when they can get away to help out in other places.
Absolutely. And I suppose the more clinics and accident emergency services and that break down and start to rely on that workforce, the harder and harder it's going to be to get them on a regular basis, but hopefully we've got great contacts and great source opportunities into the local market, so hopefully we'll be successful.
And I guess Peterborough isn't an isolated incident. Many regional communities are at risk, I guess, of not having suitable medical staffing. What's it like other places in the local and north in the York and North Local Health Network as far as their staffing is concerned?
Yeah, generally it's okay. However, there are a couple of other areas that we're having talks with at the moment, being Balaclava area and Maitland, around possible assistance to surgeries in those areas. So I think it's just a part of the process that we're going through at the moment. There's lots of discussions being held with Rural Doctors Workforce Agency and locums and registrar providers and students going forward. So I think, you know, we need to start looking at what our longer term medical models might be in country over the next 5 to 10 years. And I think the other piece of work that we as a system need to do is look at the whole remuneration packages of GP services, and I'm not sure that the old fee-for-service model is going to be sufficient as we move forward in coming years.
I guess, or fee-for-service, with doctors in the more metropolitan areas, they probably would see more patients on a daily basis. Is that the kind of thing, there's just not as much demand for the service, so they're not getting as paid per service?
Yeah, it's not only that, but you know, I know in other states that they've looked at sessional payments and part-time salaried options and all these sorts of things. You know, we're finding these days that we're getting a lot more females into medicine, and they're not wanting to work the hours that previous country doctors have had in the past. So we need to come up with flexible employment alternatives. So that everybody is comfortable, and I don't think the fee-for-service model will suit that need going forward.
And, of course, in the recent federal budget, there was an announcement around changes to Medicare and, I guess, how, I guess, encouraging doctors to make that move to the regions. What's the local health network's view on that announcement?
Yeah, it's an announcement, but I suppose when you drill it right down into what financial remuneration is at the end of that for the local GP, I'm not sure that that's actually going to tick the boxes for those people working in those clinics.
But what about encouraging people to make the move?
Absolutely, but I suppose on the other side of that is that, you know, we as a network then have to support these people. We need to look at housing. You need to look at partner employment opportunities. We've got to ensure that we have access to good schooling, you know, good facilities and all those sorts of things as well. So as a community in general, we all need to get around these very, very important assets to ensure that we get them into the country into the future.
No worries. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Roger.
Not a problem.
That was Roger Kirchner with the York and Northern Local Health Network on your Classic Hits Breakfast.